God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Would you rather be 95 years old and have a vast fortune, or would you rather be 10 years old and have nothing? Now, to be sure, there's someone somewhere that would want to, you know, if I only have one day to live, I'd like to spend $1 million. But I think most people would probably rather be the 10-year-old with the future and the potential to earn, gain, make decisions, have a life. And what this demonstrates is that there's more than one kind of wealth and there's more than one kind of poverty. Here's a grandchild, and she goes to see her grandma in Florida, and her grandma lives in a gracious villa overlooking the Atlantic Ocean, and it's a beautiful spot. But she has an oxygen tank that she has to use, and she takes 1,000 vitamins, or so it seems to her, every morning at breakfast, and has a number of things that physically limit her. Okay, well, she has money, the grandma does, but the child has a future, the child has health, and the grandma would spend vast sums of money to have the health that her little granddaughter has. So there's more than one kind of wealth. Psalm 41:1 says, "Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in trouble." Now, the psalmist here is the Psalm of David. So David was a wealthy man. He was a king. And yet he asked for help. He asked for God's help, as wealthy as he was. So the point is that wealth is relative. What kind do you want? I mean, are we talking money? Are we talking health? Are we talking about some other commodity? And in any case, there's a mindset that is really important here. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Now, I can't consider the poverty of others and want to be a help and be merciful to them if I'm always seeing myself in that place of poverty. You know, there are people that make much, much more money than I do, but they still have needs. They're still at a weak spot in their life, and I could still be used by God to help them. The truth is, I'm not fabulously wealthy, but as an American, I'm probably wealthier than the vast majority of people in this world. So all I'm saying is, if I'm always smug thinking I need nothing, that's a bad spot to be in. But on the other hand, if I'm always feeling sorry for myself and always feeling like someone should give me money or time or something else, then I'm going to lack the mercy I need because I'm not giving the mercy that others need. You see, the way to receive mercy is to give it. The way to give it is to know that you need it and also to know that others need it. In Psalm 17, verse 25, I read this actually not too long ago. In Psalm 17, or pardon me, not Psalm 17, 25, but in Psalm 18, verse 25, the psalmist says, "With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful." He's talking to God. God, you'll be merciful to those who are merciful. You are merciful as God to those who are merciful to a brother or sister. I love Proverbs 19, verse 17, where the Bible says, "He that hath pity on the poor lendeth unto the Lord." Now imagine lending to God. How could you ever lend to someone who has everything already? But this is the form that the proverb takes. "He that hath pity on the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he," the person, "is given, will he," God, "repay him again." I've said this many times. You're in a wonderful spot when the person to whom you give cannot repay you. You're in a great place. You're in a blessed place when only God can repay what you've given. In short, if you need mercy, find someone who needs it and give it today. You are neither never in need, nor are you a person who is always the only person in need. You may be ill, you may be poor financially, you may be weak, but if you look for other people to whom you can be a source of mercy, God will see to it that it comes back on you. And the way to receive mercy is to give it.